بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. الحمد لله with the fadl and the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we had to discuss the lives of the greatest of people. And as we have come out of this Mubarak month of Ramadan, may Allah give us tawfiq to continue with the blessings of Ramadan. We are in this month of Shawwal, and Shawwal means a remainder. The remainder of the water that's in a container, the remainder of the milk that is in the udders of the camel or the animal. What it means is we have to continue with the blessings of the month of Ramadan. May Allah enable us to live with these blessings. Because Ramadan was to actually help us change and channel our life in Allah's pleasure. Not just to be seasonal Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this ability. Hazrat Marna in Amul Hasan rahmatullah alayhi would say that jo zindagi guzarega Ramadan ki tarah. He who aspires to spend his life like he and she spent Ramadan, Allah will make it such. Maut aayegi Eid ki chand ki tarah. Allah will make it such that the time this person has to leave the world, he'll be so happy and she'll be so elated. It'll be such joy like when others sight the moon of Eid. So Allah give us all tawfiq to aspire to live our lives basing it on the foundation of Ramadan. That's why I want to share these ayat in Surah 41. I'm mentioning this because we would love you to check it up. Look up in your Quran Kareem so we can learn and live with these verses. If we just hear the advice, okay, alhamdulillah, we would benefit. But once we follow up and we learn it, then we acquire it. And we receive it and we earned it. Now when you've taken it, you own it. So take the knowledge to practice it and share it. In this chapter, chapter 41, verses 30 onward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Indeed, those who say, قَالُوا, this is their statement, this is their utterance, and this is their belief. رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ, our Rabb is Allah. رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Then they remain on this belief, on yaqeen in Allah. Conviction in Allah, firm belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recognizing Allah, loving Allah, aspiring to please Allah, and they live in appreciation and confession that everything is from Allah and everything is controlled by Allah. رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ. And they aspire to remain upon this forever, for the rest of their lives, until the time they leave this world. And we learn that the first question in the grave is the same. Mar Rabbuk. So this entire life is actually to help us prepare for those questions in the grave. And interestingly, those questions in the grave are not to be answered by the tongue. It's to be answered how we lived our lives, how we spent our lives. That's how we will be able to answer. رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Then they remain upon this belief with istiqama. What happens to them? Now here Allah says, the malaika descend upon them. This is in their worldly life and especially at the time of their death. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. The malaika of Allah descend upon them. The malaika of Allah come down to them. In this life also, in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in this hadith concerning the masajid, Allah make us people of the masajid. Allah make it such that we didn't only aspire to be in the masjid in the month of Ramadan, but as believers we seize every opportunity to be part and parcel of the people of the masjid. Allah make us of masjid wale, those who will be frequenting the masjid, those who would be abundantly spending time in the masjid, those who would be making lots of ibadah in the masjid, and those who would aspire to bring humanity to the house of Allah, to the masajid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that how happy does a person become when his family member, when the husband, when the father returns home, look at the level of joy of the children and the wife, the family. This man has been absent for years. He's undertaken a lengthy journey for months. He was gone and now he returns and everyone joyfully awaits him. And look at the level of their joy when he arrives. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a mu'min comes to the masjid, يَتَبَشْبَشُ اللَّهُ لَهُ كَمَا يَتَبَشْبَشُ أَهْلُ الْغَائِبِ بِغَائِبِهِمْ إِذَا قَدِمَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah becomes even happier. Allah becomes so happy. And the example the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave is like when a person returns home after a very long time, and how happy does his children and his family members become, his parents become. Happier than that is Allah's joy when the mu'min comes to the masjid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ لِلْمَسَاجِدِ أَوْتَادًا. The masajid have pegs. Now what's a peg? A peg is what keeps the tent stable. If it's not for the peg, the tent will fall. In the Quran, the mountains are equated to pegs. And this also shocks scientists. وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا. This shocks scientists that how did the Quran express the mountains so aptly, so precisely? Because now they come to know that if it's not for the mountains, the earth would be trembling and collapsing and moving about all over the place. It's the mountains that's keeping the earth firmly embedded. This shocks them. Alhamdulillah, many of them embrace Islam as they see and they study the Quran Kareem. Or they study and then they realize that these are phenomena mentioned in the Quran Kareem 1400 years ago. So the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the masajid have pigs. Al-malaikatu julasa'uhum. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the malaika are their companions. Meaning when they're making ibadah, when they're pleasing Allah, the malaika are sitting around them. The malaika are enthroning around them. The malaika love to hover and be around them. And this is how subhanAllah, Allah enhances them in angelic qualities. And that is the ability to stay away from sin and please Allah and serve others and make khidmah to others and bring happiness to in the lives of others and make dua for others. Al-malaika tujulasa'uhum. In غَابُوا يَفْتَقِدُونَهُمْ. When these specific servants are not there, and they had to leave on some errand, the malaika leave the masajid to look for such servants of Allah. Where are they? Where are they gone? The malaika look for them. And when they are ill, the malaika frequently visit them. And when they are out on some errand to fulfill their works, the malaika come to help them in the fulfillment of those errands so they can return quickly to the masajid. Allah make us of such servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man alifa al-masjid alifahu Allah. He who loves the masajid, Allah loves him. This hadith says masjid. Allah give us love for our masajid, all masajid. In the hadith of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein seven people would be under the shade of Allah's throne on that day when humanity would be drowning in their perspiration. In that hadith, the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, رَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. That person whose heart is connected to the masajid, he loves the masajid. And also we learn that our love must be, yes, for all the masajid. How can every masjid come alive? With the a'mal of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in this ayah in chapter 41 verse 30, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَ. The malaika descend upon them, especially at the time of their death. Now when they're leaving this world, so in this life, also malaika were with them. And they spend their life preparing practically on how will they answer the question in the grave, مَنْ رَبُّكَ. مَا دِينُكْ مَنْ نَبِيُّكْ. This is our preparation in this entire life. Every day we have to prepare so that when we have to leave this world, Allah's love and the correct response emanates from the heart correctly. Like in Hayatul Sahaba, the report concerning Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Umar, when you enter your grave and the malaika present themselves before you, before they can even interrogate you, you would say to them that, you know what, my Allah is my Rabb, who is your Rabb? Allahu Rabbi famar Rabbukuma. Islam is my way of life, what is your way of life? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my Nabi and role model, who is yours? Now respected brothers and sisters, young and old, Who are we going to take as our role model? Who do we take as our role model? That's how our answer would be. The hadith is clear in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A mu'min would be able to respond and he would answer this question correctly. But he who did not take deen as the purpose of his life and he was not driven by deen and he did not take Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mubarak life as his role model, he would not be able to respond because this answer does not emanate from the tongue. Allahu Akbar. The malaika shook from the statement of Hazrat Umar that are we sent to interrogate him or is he to interrogate us? So the malaika descend upon him, especially at the time of death. And at that time when he's leaving this world, they say to him, Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu wa abashiru. Do not fear. Nor should you grieve, subhanAllah. Now he's worried. He's scared about the forthcoming stages. He's going to a new world. The malaika say, do not fear. In the hadith of Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the deceased is about to leave this world, the malaika present themselves before him. And if he was a righteous person, they would say to him, Ukhruji ayyatuha an-nafsu at-tayyibah. O wonderful soul, O pure soul, come out from this body. You were in a wonderful body. Come in a praiseworthy manner. Rejoice with success and happiness and relaxation and comfort. And Allah, who would never be upset with you, and he would be reassured and comforted like this. And then as he's escalated into the heavens, فَيُفْتَحُ لَهَا, the doors would be opened for him, and he would be introduced in a most respectable manner. SubhanAllah, how he was respected. He did praiseworthy actions. So we learn from this hadith also. Allah give us tawfiq to do actions of goodness, actions of khidmat for humanity. And we acquire titles that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and serving to humanity. From there, even the malaika would introduce, because these malaika heard how this person was loved in this world. And this is how he would be recognized in the afterlife. And he would be honored. The hadith of Sahih Muslim explains that the soul of this person would depart from his body easily, like droplets of water from a container, easily with... In a soothing manner would his soul depart from his body. Allah make it easy for all of us. When the malaika of Allah come to take the soul of a fajir, a defiant sinner, Allah Ta'ala save us, an opulent one, a defiant one, a disobedient one. So the fajir and the kafir, when he sees the sight of the angel, this horrific sight, he becomes so scared and petrified that he doesn't want to go. And he sees this horrific scene. His soul hides in the body. And the malaika pull out his soul from his body. And he is wrenched and pulled. And there's so much of pain in this. That's why his feet kick. And he suffers as the soul is departing from the body. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, like something with thorns, like a thorny plant pulled out of moistened wool, min as-suf al-mablul, or something like a metal comb, some iron pulled out of wool. And what does it do to that wool? In the same way, what happens to this person's veins and limbs as the soul is being pulled out? Hazrat Maulana Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi narrates an amazing incident in his book Fada'il al-Sadaqat. What an amazing kitab that we should read daily in our homes and establish in the halaqa of ta'aleem with this kitab as well. This is amazing for our spirituality and for our preparation for the afterlife and to enable us to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And through this we can instill these beautiful teachings and qualities in our children. In this, under the discussion of death, a true event is reported about an arrogant, haughty king who one morning as he wanted to depart from his kingdom on a tour, he instructs his servants to arrange for him his garments. And it took him hours to choose a garment. And after arrogantly, haughtily, finally refusing this, rejecting that, accepting this, he then is presented with his conveyances. And that took him another few hours. Finally, he chose the conveyance that he loved or was suitable to him, to his likings. Meaning prioritizing everything of this world. And then as he departs in his entourage, applauded by his people, and as he comes out of the gates of his huge palace, applauded by everyone, there was an old, feeble man in tattered and torn clothing. And the man calls the king, "O king, I need to speak to you." And as he looks, he sees an old man. And now he was even more offended and upset that someone of no standing whatsoever addresses me like that and wants to speak to me. He rejects the request of the old man. The old man insisted and came forth saying that I have to speak to you. He says, "What is it that you want?" And subhanAllah, the context here is so amazing. Even verses 37, after the verse about shaitan injecting into a person, the next verse discusses the signs of Allah's greatness. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ. And among the signs of Allah and the greatness of Allah is that everything Allah made around us, اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ. What we learn from here is these verses are even teaching us how to explain to people who is Allah. What examples to give them, subhanAllah. So the Qur'an Kareem expresses how to explain to humanity who is Allah so clearly. Qur'an Kareem doesn't just mention it through inference, but clear, saraha. Explicitly, the Qur'an Kareem teaches us how to recognize Allah through His beautiful signs and how to explain this to all mankind. Allah give us tawfiq.
Respected listeners, that was Mufti Muhammad Aku Saab Damat Barakatuh giving us pertinent pieces of advice on what to do after this month of Ramadan and how to go about. Inshallah, the podcast will be prepared from us and the team. We say Jazakumullah Khairan to you as well. Remember, our new Jews will be starting today as it is the first of Shawwal 1445. Remember and take note as well, the program at 10 o'clock, so that will be the Nikah program, 10 to half past 10, shortly after the news, inshallah, will start. So you can send in your nikah requests for us to make the announcements, inshallah. From us and the team, we say Jazakumullah Khairan to you. And next we go for our Jews for the day. Before that, we'll have our news with Brother Suleiman Esop. Remember to recite a lot of Durood Sharif. We told you, you want to remove yourself from all of this depression that you may be facing, then recite a lot of Durood Sharif. This is your way out. You want to be forgiven? Recite Durood Sharif. So this is a day from one Noor to the next. So that is how we should be. When we're leaving this world, we left in a state where our hearts were illuminated, and we are going to the next life now. That is the life of Barzakh, the life of the Qabr. And we're going into another Noor, inshallah. And then from there, from Barzakh, we are going into Jannatul Firdaus. But before that, we have to stand in front of Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of Qiyamah. That day, يَوْمَ تَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ. A person, يَوْمَ تَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ. He will run away. The person will run away from his brother. And you feel, hey, normally you want to assist your brother. Normally you want to assist your sister, your mother, your father. And they want to assist you too. But on that day, we'll be running away from each other. May Allah Azza wa Jal make it easy for us. We must, now you've understood the importance of standing under the shade on that day, which there will be no shade except the shade of Allah. We have to drive ourselves towards those actions. Race towards it, O believers, so that we may be successful. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.